Now let's turn to a second candidate that we're visiting with today, and that's Chris Steiniger. He's a former four-term state senator whose father was a longtime state senator. His cousin, Joe Steiniger, was Kansas City, Kansas mayor from 1987 to 1995. Chris, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here.
Good to be back, Steve. It's been many years since you and I have chatted.
Chris, you're said to be on fire here, wanting nothing less than a tax revolt and a utility bill uprising. Michael Ryan from the Star's editorial board reported that. What needs to happen? Where does the county need to go?
Well, we've been overspending for many, many years. I'm 59 years old. I've been active in Wyandotte County for 30 years in politics and community volunteerism. And for all those years, I've heard people complaining about the property tax and moving away and moving out. And in the recent 5 or 8 years, I've been hearing more and more people complain about their BPU bills being too high and with a lot of extra surcharges on top. And, you know, I was never elected in local government. I was away in the state legislature, but I followed the UG and the BPU for many, many years. And there's just a long, sad history of nepotism. It's really what I call a Chicago-style machine that has controlled Wyandotte County local government for as long as I can remember. And we've ended up with a sad history. A lot of nepotism, a lot of good people on the local payroll as well, but a lot of people hired based on who they were related to, not whether we needed that position at all. And the result is we have really high property taxes and really high utility bills. And it's really not fair to the 98% of us that live there that don't work at the UG or the BPU. And it cuts across. Property taxes and utility bills are the top two issues. They have been for a long, long time, and they're uniting and universal issues. They affect everybody of every color, of every race, religion. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. In Wyandotte County, you're affected negatively by high property taxes and high utility bills.
You know, you talk a lot about this notion of Chicago-style Democratic machine operating in the county, this idea that jobs are given out to sons, daughters, nieces, and nephews, and no-bid contracts going to cronies. You say it's going on forever like that. Give us an example of what you're talking about.
Well, you said the word Democrat, not me. I just said Chicago style. It could happen in any town.
You said we're a Chicago style Democrat machine to Michael Ryan of the Star.
Okay. Well, it can happen in any town or any place in the country where you have one party rule for many, many decades and no real competition. So it could happen with either party, I suppose. But in Wyandotte County, we've had so many, a lot of people on the payroll where it's really questionable if there's even a job there for them. The biggest example that exists right now, about 20 years ago, we consolidated our city and county together. We found out that Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas served 85% of the same territory, yet they had a bunch of duplicative departments, HR departments, two public works crews, two purchasing departments, two IT departments. And at that time, 20-ish or so years ago, we left out the BPU. For political calculations, the BPU was left out of the equation. So in the subsequent years, the BPU is actually owned by the city government. It is a direct department of Kansas City, Kansas, just like the Public Works Department is. Yet the BPU is operated separately. They have a separate board of directors whom are paid. They have a separate HR department. We have two HR departments, two IT departments, two purchasing departments, so forth and so on. And the ratepayers and taxpayers are stuck paying for two people or even three people to do a one man or one woman job. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's the greatest example right there. If you look at the two budgets combined, the UG budget this year is about $365 million. The BPU budget's about $350 million. So combined together, it's $715 million. It's coming out of the people's pockets, $715 million. And I believe we can surely save 60 or 80 million pretty quickly by eliminating the duplication, what I call duplicated departments, duplicated positions, and duplicated salaries. And, you know, honestly, it's the people's money. We have a lot of working class people. We have a lot of seniors. We have a lot of poor folks that really can hardly afford to live in their homes. And if we can cut this duplicative spending, give back the people their money in the form of lower property taxes, that they've been asking for 30 years, it seems like something we ought to do.
To what extent do other folks share your views, Chris? I mean, are people rising up here?
Very widely.
I guess we'll find out on the 3rd of August, but what are you sensing out there?
Well, I've knocked doors whenever I ran for the state Senate in 96, 2000, 2004, et cetera. I would go knock doors throughout the district. And I would usually knock 4,000 to 5,000 doors per cycle. And people have been complaining about property taxes forever. So this time around, I started this mayoral campaign very late, June 1st. I've knocked on at least 1,500 doors, maybe 1,800 doors. I'm not quite sure. And I've done this all over the city. I sample door knock in every different neighborhood. And once I hear it over at more and more resonation than ever before about the taxes and the utility bills. So it seems like there's a lot of, and you know, it seems like a lot of folks from all neighborhoods, all walks of life in Wyandotte, they're really, really fed up this time and willing to do something about it.
You know, after 16 years as a state senator, you were defeated in a re-election bid to Pat Petty back in 2012. Why should voters now elect you as their mayor?
Well, first off, it's a nonpartisan race. Second, you know, once again, they want someone to come solve once and for all the overspending, the property tax issue, and the utility bill issue. And I think my time in the state Senate, I was very lucky. It's away from Wyandotte County. It's much more of a two-party system, a competitive system. The legislature is a much more of an interrogatory. Lots of people ask lots of questions. And the UG, however, and the BPU are more very kind of, you're not supposed to ask questions. You're supposed to accept whatever the staff tells you as recommendations. And so I think I would bring a very different style, a much more open style, a much more willingness to challenge the city manager and the city staff if they don't have good ideas or if there's better ideas. And then I guess one other thing is I've been involved in real estate development and construction with my own money. I started with one rental house many years ago and then two and then four, and eventually there were 40. I've sold those off, but I do own an apartment building that was a multi-million dollar rehab. And, you know, I was in charge of that. I had to manage the electricians and the plumbers and the contractors and the building permits and the planning and zoning process. And I tend to be more of a hands-on manager. I understand process and I understand logistics, whether it's putting together a budget or putting together a construction project. And so I'm much more of a hands-on guy than Alvey or the previous mayors have been. So I'm much more likely the Public Works Department, I like those guys. I enjoy construction. But I'm much more likely to get involved and find out how can we can't get these guardrails or drainage problems fixed faster.
I'm visiting with Chris Steiniger, who's a candidate for mayor and CEO of Wyandotte County come the August 3rd primary here. You oppose this idea of a Justice Department investigation of former KCK detective Roger Golubsky, who faces all manner of accusations stemming from allegations that he sexually assaulted women in the county while he was a detective. These allegations have circulated around the county for years. You know, given that, why do you oppose a federal investigation, given all the concerns that have been registered about this police department going back so many years and the loss of faith that so many of your fellow residents now have in the department?
Well, first off, Steve, again, I'm the guy out knocking on doors, not you and not the Kansas City Star. I'm going to repeat that. I'm the guy out knocking on thousands of doors in Wyandotte County, and almost nobody brings that up. So okay. You let that sink in. If I'm knocking on 1,500 or 1,800 doors and 10 people out of that many bring up what you described, but hundreds and hundreds bring up property taxes and utility bills, that's what's on their mind, okay? Mm-hmm. Second, and this is the big one, Steve, is none of us can change history. None of us can change the past. No human can change the past, let alone me. But I can change the future, and so can any of us can affect the future, but we can't change the past. I can't change what happened with Golubsky, but I can try and help the police department be better in the future, and that I will do.
How much confidence do you have in the department today, Chris?
Pretty good. I've known many of the cops. You know, backing up, I've been an operator in the inner city for a long, long time. And I owned rental property. My Senate district included part of the inner city, the hood, as we call it. And I've been an operator there. So I've seen a lot of bad characters, crackheads, meth heads, thieves, gangsters. I mean, I've seen this stuff go down. I know what the cops are up against. And I did a police ride-along, not last night, but a week ago Monday, in the inner city. And I've seen these places before, but it's nothing like it to go in a police car with a police person to look at some of the problem areas. And I went on some 911 calls and visited some pretty tough neighborhoods. And our cops are under a lot of pressure these days. After the shutdown last year, where people were sent home from their work, sent home due to the shutdown, you know, a lot of people had less income or no income, and combined with a lot of time on their hands, crime spiked across the country, let alone Eastern Wyandotte. And our cops just go from one emergency call to another. They have no breaks, no time to be community cops. They're under a lot of pressure these days. And I do sincerely believe that all of our police agree that what happened with Mr. Floyd up in Minneapolis can't happen again. The cops I talk to all agree with that. I think, you know, it's every once in a while something bad does happen. It doesn't make it right or good or bad or wrong. But I think all of our police forces are trying as hard as they can. They're under a lot of pressure. They're understaffed right now.
Does the department need 30 cops? Does the department need more officers, Chris?
I believe so. As I understand it, we used to have close to 330 or 340 licensed officers. We're down to something like 270 or 280. And what we're seeing across the country is a lot of cops are retiring early. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's hard to recruit people. So we are, as I understand, the KCK force is down to about 270 or 280 licensed officers.
Why do you oppose the idea of Mayor Alvey getting another 4 years in office?
Well, David Alvey, I've known David 25 years. I would just say nice guy, poor management. He was 8 years on the board of the BPU, and he was, including being president. And during that time, our rates went up at least twice. And now he's been mayor 4 years, and our property taxes have gone up. David always says, oh, I lowered your mill levy. Yeah, well, but the appraised values went up so much that everyone's paying more. So everyone's paying more. After 12 years of David Alvey, we're paying more for property taxes for our homes, and we're paying higher BPU bills. So I think he's just hasn't been able to control costs. He hasn't been able to hold the line on spending. And at the same time, nice guy, but just because you're nice and well-intended doesn't mean you have good outcomes. I think he's agreed to a lot of some of the economic development deals we've done in recent years maybe have been a little too much corporate welfare. I think when we did the Kansas Speedway and the shops at Village West, the Legend Shopping Center, at that point in Wyandotte County's history, we needed a major shot in the arm, and we gave large abatements to the Speedway and the right. Legend Shopping Center, and I think those are worth it. But subsequently, I think we're getting farther and farther into too much corporate welfare.
All right.
And yeah.
We're going to leave our conversation there. That's Chris Steiniger, a candidate for mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County. Chris, thanks for your time. Good luck on August 3rd.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. After a short break, we'll come back and visit with Randy Wistoff, who's transitioning out of his job as CEO of the Kansas City Zoo. I'm Steve Kraske, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. We'll be right back.